Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
This is a Joy 94.9 podcast presented by Paul Anthony with the assistance of the Gay and Lesbian Liaison Officers, Victoria Police, Crime Stoppers and Joy 94.9 working together to make our community safe.
The most livable city.
The most lovable radio.
Joy 94.9.
Paul Anthony with you Thursday afternoon. Currently got the Good Police in, Gabby and Scott from the Gay and Lesbian Liaison Office. And joining us also is Greg Adkins from the Anti-Violence Project. Greg, welcome to Joy.
Thanks very much for having me.
Straight to the point, what is the Anti-Violence Project?
Anti-Violence Project was set up, it was close to 12 years ago, we're that old. We were set up by a bit of initiative from the then Beats Project of the Victorian AIDS Council, who got involved with a few people and set up this community-based organisation to address violence within the gay, lesbian, bisexual and transgender communities. And the AVP was also present in one of the groups that's helped set up the rights lobby. So we've been quite active for the last 12 years.
What's your involvement?
My involvement is I'm on the committee of the AVP, and we're a group of gays, lesbians and trannies that collect around developing policy and implementing a response to violence within the gay and lesbian community. So we're the people that people report violence to, and we pass people on to the police to have some action taken if that's what they'd like to have taken.
Well, that was what I was going to move on to. How are the police involved?
As Greg said, when people report things to the Anti-Violence Project, they nominate whether they want the information forwarded on to police. And when that's done, it's usually forwarded on to a gay and lesbian liaison officer, and we look at the information and then pass that information on to the police in the area where the incident occurred, and they will investigate it.
And it could be even that they have someone that has an issue that they want dealt with, that the police don't deal with that level of issue, and the Anti-Violence Project will help them organise other supports, medical supports or counselling or other people.
Look, it's about the police working with the community as well, so it's important for us to be able to be aware of what's going on in the community in regards to violence, and the AVP is a good conduit for that sort of information that can be passed on through police.
Sometimes people aren't comfortable reporting the incident to police, and they just want other people to be aware that these things are going on, so they can use the Anti-Violence Project to give the information and then pass it on to us. And even though we're not taking an actual crime report, we're aware of what's going on, and we can perhaps put more people in the area to try to ensure it doesn't occur again.
Well, the stats show clearly there's a vast underreporting of violence, so a majority of people aren't reporting their experiences. So by having someone that in the community and part of the community, our community organisation can encourage people to make that first step of reporting their experience. So it's an important part, I suppose, of the police's work to have community-focused organisations that can handshake with them and partner with them.
Absolutely.
Does the lack of reporting and the reporting actually affect the way the police work? Because, like, you could have, like Greg, you were saying, for 12 years you've been doing this, and over the last couple of years we've been getting more people reporting crimes. So you could actually say that crime is up.
I don't know that we can say crime is up, because it's certainly the statistics that's reported to police in regards to homophobic violence is not up.
But if more people are coming forward because they've got now more sort of confidence in coming forward.
What we find, Paul, is whenever we get some publicity around violence, some discussion around violence, whether it's the police, the Anti-Violence Project or any other organisation that's doing work on, say, domestic violence, there's a spike in reporting. Just having something in the gay press or on Joy encourages people to report, and there's a spike, and that diminishes over time until the next report in the media. And so there's a constant wave, if you like, of spikes on violence. If you look at the trend overall, there's no increase shown in the trend.
No increase.
But it's the constant under-reporting that is a constant.
And then that impacts on the resources that police and other agencies will put into trying to prevent homophobic violence or other forms of violence taking place. So if we're not seeing any marked increase, then we can't allocate resources to it. And it's very difficult for us to be able to identify trends also to be able to allocate those resources. So reporting is really important. Even if people don't want to provide their name, we can provide it through our intelligence systems and put that sort of information into the police intelligence system, and that way we can locate areas which are, I suppose, high in violence, and then we can allocate the resources from there. But we'd much prefer that people report.
That's why the police are so important. They're the only organisation that has dedicated funding to deal with violence that picks up the gay, lesbian, bisexual and transgender community. You're the only organisation. other people occasionally get a bit of spot funding for some research, or they can tease some money out of some other organisations for a poster or a couple of postcards. But there's absolutely no dedicated funding within the gay and lesbian community to deal with violence. So we rely on this police connection very firmly.
And that if people look at Southern Star on page 5, it's a really good example of police responding to an issue that's going on within the community at the moment.
Yeah, Paul, it talks about on the 23rd of December last year, just before Christmas, two men were assaulted as they left the nightclub, and they were assaulted by four men. Now, there's no evidence to suggest it was based on homophobia that they were assaulted, but obviously these two men who were assaulted were gay, so they believe it had something to do with why they were assaulted.
Well, their experience, Gabby, after the assault is one where the two gay men, they're a couple, they were assaulted. So their experience, whether or not the guys used the homophobic language, which they didn't use in this case, so therefore it's probably not a homophobic assault, the impact on the two men is the same as if it had been.
And that's really important to distinguish here, that we're not saying that it wasn't a homophobic assault. The evidence suggests to us that it's not. We can't prove it because of the language or because of what the offenders might have told us. But if the victims believe it, then we're not going to take that away from them.
It tells you a few things, though, Paul. It tells you about when you're part of an assault, when something's happening to you, you need to remember what's being said. You need to get an understanding about what the context is that's happening there. And then you need to report. Even if they're not having a homophobic verbal assault or harangue at you, you still need to report, because that might be a pattern of behaviour that's happening. You might be the first or the sixth of a number of people that have been assaulted by
them. And I know that there's some people who contact us, you know, a week after an event sometimes, and what I always say to them is make sure that you take some notes at the time, even if you're not sure that you're going to report or not. Make some notes yourself at the time about what occurred, because if you do want to report later on, those notes can be really important
for us. And especially about what the offenders look like, because those images quickly fade from your mind. So if you take notes of that, that always helps us in an investigation.
Interesting, it says here by one of the people that got attacked, it says, "We were having an awesome night, and as we were about to leave, I went across the road to say goodbye to my friends, and from my memory, I got jumped by four guys from behind." So basically, he hasn't seen it coming. So in that sense, because they are a couple, they could just assume that it was gay-related, couldn't they? Should they not assume, and they should just take all that out and just report the crime regardless?
A victim of any crime has different feelings about why things happened, and you're not going to get rid of them. So they're a gay couple and they were assaulted and while they were holding hands. So, of course, I can understand why they would think that was a factor, and it could have been a factor.
And victims of crime are entitled to support regardless of their sexual orientation.
Yes.
So,
well, that's the point.
Just for those feelings, they need to get support and seek out, and perhaps even make the first steps of healing by reporting it to police.
Now, the Anti-Violence Project, AVP, is that solely gay and lesbian?
Yes, well, we have had a couple of reports of violence by straight people, and we're happy to refer them on where appropriate. But yes, our committee are gay and lesbian and transgender.
Now, are we talking about attacks on gay and lesbian people? Are we talking about attacks within the gay and lesbian community itself?
Our charter has both violence as it impacts from outside the gay and lesbian communities, but also within the gay and lesbian community. So issues of same-sex domestic violence are key. Issues of assault within the gay and lesbian community or robbery within the gay and lesbian community also form part of that. We have our own community preying on other members of our own community.
Where can people get information about the Anti-Violence Project?
They can email us at vicavp@yahoo.com or go to our website antiviolence.info or 0407 66 4442, and we're happy to take some calls.
Are you looking for volunteers?
We certainly are. We're actually looking for volunteers to come and do some information work with men at particular parks and gardens around Melbourne where violence has been a bit proliferant, I suppose is the word. If you want to volunteer and you've got a spare couple of hours, it's about getting out and talking to people and encouraging reporting of violence and providing information to people. And it's a very small, limited focus we're doing around specific places where we've had reports of violence taking place.
Their website again?
Antiviolence.info is the website.
And also get across to crimestoppers.com.au or call 1-800-333-000. Till next week, gay and lesbian liaison officers, Gabby and Scott, hope you get your voice back, Scotty.
So do I. Do you know where it is?
I don't know. Just look, if I'm crook next week, you know who I'm coming to see, don't you?
I look behind the couch, it wasn't
there. We have got CCT here, and I'll
CCTV.
Know the offender. That's right, that's the one. Also, thank you to Greg Adkins from the volunteer manager of the Anti-Violence Project.
If you have any knowledge concerning any crime, call Crime Stoppers on 1-800-333-000 or visit crimestoppers.com.au. If it's an emergency, always call 000.
The Victoria Police GLOWS, Crime Stoppers and Joy 94.9, working together to help make our community safe.
This has been another Joy 94.9 podcast. Joy 94.9 is a gay and lesbian volunteer-based community radio station committed to providing a voice for the diverse GLBTI communities. You can support our work by becoming a member or making a donation. For details, go to joy.org.au.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.